From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The National Republican Congressional Committee has stepped up its attacks on Utah Congressman Jim Matheson, releasing an ad highlighting his support of President Obama's stimulus package. It's hoping to finally defeat the conservative Blue Dog Democrat, who has just announced he is seeking re-election in the state's newly created 4th Congressional District. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now by phone from Washington. Hi, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, what message is this NRCC ad trying to get across?
You know, I think they'd like to say that Matheson and Obama are best friends. And the examples they're citing are his support, for example, the stimulus bill that passed through Congress in 2009. And they're also, you know, quoting him from, you know, I think it was his convention speech where Matheson talks about, you know, he doesn't run away from the label of being a Democrat. And, you know, NRCC is spending $60,000 on these ads in Utah on cable and on broadcast. Essentially, the goal is to soften him up. And, you know, maybe it worked with his announcement in the 4th District. Maybe it worked that he was nervous about what may happen if he stayed in the 2nd.
And the NRCC also sent out a press release blasting Matheson for not supporting the Republicans' payroll tax cut plan, except I understand there's a pretty big problem there, considering that Matheson actually did vote for the bill.
Yes, exactly. I think that was probably one of those, you know, pre-made press releases. They just assumed that he would vote against their plan. They hit send as soon as the vote's over, and then they look back and, he actually did vote. He was one of 10 voting Democrats who actually supported the GOP version of the payroll tax cut legislation. So, yeah, that was a big oops on their part. They got to be more careful about sending out the press release so fast.
So Matheson just announced that he is seeking re-election in the 4th congressional district instead of his current 2nd. What is he saying so far? Probably not too much.
No, exactly. Not too much at all, actually. I was just outside of his office over in Rayburn trying to track him down, and so far I haven't been able to get him. But, we're not really sure what his decision was about. Why the 4th, not the 2nd? The 4th could be a little easier for him in some ways because it includes a lot of the areas that he used to represent before. I don't know. He's already being attacked, of course. Representative Carl Wimmer, who's running in the 4th Congressional District as well, is already out with the tweeting that he's, you know, Matheson's the carpetbagger and that he's decided he can win somewhere else. He's going to decide to run somewhere in the 4th District.
Turning to the presidential campaign, Thomas, you and I have previously talked about the departure of former Utah Governor John Huntsman's former campaign manager, Susie Wiles. Now she's backing his chief opposition, Mitt Romney, and is even co-chair of his Florida Advisory Council. What does she have to say about this move?
You know, she actually, the interesting quote she put out about this was kind of a slight hit on Huntsman. And she was his campaign manager for the first month of his campaign. And then she said she, you know, looking through the field, there's only, you know, one true conservative that she sees, and that's Mitt Romney, which is, you know, a little backhanded swipe at John Huntsman, because obviously at one point she thought he was the guy. I got a chance to ask Huntsman about that when I was in New Hampshire earlier this week, and Huntsman dismissed it, saying it's just all political gamesmanship. But, you know, at some point you got to realize that, you know, if there were some bodies buried or some decisions made when that first month of campaigning, she's now working for the other guy. So they're going to know that too.
And despite struggling in the Republican polls, Huntsman told reporters this week that he is officially ruling out a third-party bid for the White House. Is that a change from his previous position?
It is a change. It is actually, I asked the question when I was there, because he hadn't really ruled it out. He kept saying, well, hey, I'm running as a Republican. And this is the first time he actually said the words, I'm not running as an independent. I don't know how many times I have to tell you people that, which is pretty much the line he gave. Of course, instantly I got feedback from other people saying, wait a second, he's talking in present tense. He didn't say he's not going to run as independent later on. But that all comes down to, you know, good old semantics and politics, and no matter what you say, somebody's going to find a loophole in it, I guess.
Finally, Thomas, while most Republican debates so far have featured a lot of soundbite sparring between the candidates, the Lincoln-Douglas debate you covered this week in New Hampshire between John Huntsman and Newt Gingrich was a pretty different format. What were the highlights of that event?
You know, it was interesting. It wasn't the back and forth I think of a lot of reporters expected of a, you know, Lincoln and Douglas kind of debate where they would go back and forth between each other. It was more in some ways a love fest of, you know, Hunson speaking for 5-7 minutes about Afghanistan and Gingrich saying, well, I agree with you on so many of those things and you're such a great guy, and then giving his 5 or 7 minute speech about that, and then kind of back and forth on different topics throughout the whole process. I think that my best line I heard out of that whole thing was walking out and hearing a strategist say something to the effect of, I feel like I just earned 3 credit hours in college. It kind of had a lecture kind of feel to it.
Do you think Huntsman is hoping to get a boost just by appearing alongside one of the current front runners, or at least perhaps hoping that he will be mocked in another Saturday Night Live sketch?
Maybe he's hoping for the Saturday Night Live hit, but yeah, I mean, it can't hurt. You got a lot more media out. You got attention. Gingrich is very nice to him. He wasn't getting beat up on Huntsman. So, you know, if nothing else, he got some great FaceTime for the media. And if you want to take it a step further, if you want to be a conspiracy theorist, if Gingrich ends up as the GOP nominee and ends up winning, you know, those guys work together well, maybe Huntsman gets a spot in the Gingrich administration. But that's thinking down the road a little too far, maybe.
We'll have to see. All right, we've been speaking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday, and Thomas, we will catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Have a good weekend.